Forests precede humans, the desert follows. The devastating phrase by Chateaubriand, 1768-1848, forests precede civilizations and deserts follow them, clearly indicates the direct relation between the progress of human beings and the degradation of the environments in which they settle. Throughout history, our forest riches have attracted the attention of many people. Our woods have stood witness to wars between Tartessians, Celts, Iberians, Romans. The forests were cut down to make wood for fleets, buildings, etc. The plowing of lands to create pastures and agricultural exploitations have confined the forest masses to the mountains and less fertile lands. When, in areas with a dry or subhumid climate, there is a dry spell, the ecological balance is endangered. We can reach a point of no return, at which it is impossible to go back to the previous situation. This can happen when adverse factors such as forest fires or dire erosion processes due to loss of the vegetation cover because of overworking the land or abusive use of herbicides come into play. Currently, it is estimated that 18% of the country's surface is affected by high to extreme erosion factors, with a value of soil loss of 50 tons per hectare year, while another 26% is subjected to degradation processes with values above what can be considered tolerable. The effects of human intervention are varied. However, they are almost always intense. In matter of fact, they are so plentiful that they are felt in each and every other factor, no exception. We have modified the vegetation cover to suit our needs. Winds and accidents, we have excluded numerous endemic animals and introduced other, imported ones. We have altered the structure of the soils, in some case, radically. And we have, as seems to have been proved, altered the characteristics of our climate and how it works.